Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Data Product Management for Financial Services. A journey for the Vice President, asterisk. In this stage, we'll explore the asterisk fundamentals of data product management. As the financial services industry continues to evolve, understanding how to effectively manage data as a product is crucial for your career advancement. Over the next 40 minutes, we're going to dive deep into the core concepts of data product management and discover its importance in decision-making. Main content. Introduction to data product management. Let's begin by defining what data product management is. At its core, data product management is the process of managing data as a product. This includes everything from its conception to its delivery and utilization. In financial services, where data is abundant and integral to decision-making, understanding how to manage this data effectively sets the foundation for successful outcomes. Imagine a bank wanting to launch a new service. The insights derived from data will not only impact the service design but also its marketing and customer service strategies. For example, using customer data analytics, a bank could identify which demographic is most interested in a new savings account, allowing for targeted marketing efforts. Understanding the role of a data product manager. Now, who is a data product manager? This role is pivotal in ensuring that the data products meet the needs of users and the broader business objectives. Think of the data product manager as the bridge between technical teams and stakeholders. Their responsibilities include defining the vision for data products, prioritizing features based on user needs, and overseeing the development and implementation processes. For example, in a fintech startup, a data product manager might collaborate with data scientists to create a predictive model that helps users make informed financial decisions. Additionally, they need to communicate effectively with non-technical stakeholders, ensuring everyone understands how data products can drive business value. This may involve creating visual dashboards that present data insights in a user-friendly manner. Key differences between data product management and traditional product management. You may wonder how data product management differs from traditional product management. While traditional product management focuses on tangible products and user experiences, data product management places emphasis on data's role in enhancing those experiences. A traditional product manager might concentrate on the features of a mobile banking app, while a data product manager would focus on how the underlying data model can provide personalized recommendations to users, thus improving their banking experience. This shift in perspective is essential to leverage data's full potential. For instance, in traditional product management, success might be measured by user acquisition numbers, whereas in data product management, success could also be evaluated by how effectively data insights lead to improved customer retention rates. Importance of data in decision making. Data isn't just a collection of numbers. It's a powerful tool for decision making. In financial services, timely and accurate data can be the difference between success and failure. For instance, consider a financial institution that analyzes customer transaction data to identify spending patterns. By understanding these patterns, they can tailor their offerings, such as personalized loan products, thereby enhancing customer satisfaction and loyalty. This highlights the necessity for organizations to foster a data-driven culture where decisions are backed by solid data insights. Furthermore, employing advanced analytics can allow institutions to foresee market trends, enabling proactive strategy adjustments, which is essential in a competitive financial landscape. The data lifecycle. Collection, storage, processing, and analysis. Finally, Let's discuss the data lifecycle, which encompasses four critical stages: collection, storage, processing, and analysis. During the asterisk collection phase, organizations gather data from various sources, such as transaction logs and customer feedback. An example is collecting data from mobile app interactions to better understand user preferences. Next, in the asterisk storage phase, this data is securely stored in databases or cloud environments like SQL Server, ensuring it is accessible yet protected. The asterisk processing phase asterisk involves cleaning and transforming the data into a usable format. For instance, removing duplicate entries can significantly improve the quality of insights drawn from data. Lastly, during the asterisk analysis phase, tools like Excel and Tableau are utilized to extract insights, visualize trends, and ultimately inform strategic decisions. Understanding this lifecycle ensures that data is managed effectively, paving the way for robust data product management. A well-managed data lifecycle not only enhances the quality of insights but also accelerates the speed to market for data-driven initiatives. Conclusion. In conclusion, the fundamentals of data product management are indispensable for navigating the complexities of financial services. By grasping the role of a data product manager, recognizing the differences with traditional product management, and understanding the data lifecycle, you can significantly enhance your effectiveness in this space. Embracing these concepts not only advances your career but also positions your organization to thrive in an increasingly data-driven world. Reflection questions. 1. How do you envision your role evolving with the understanding of data product management in your current position? 2. Can you identify a recent decision made in your organization that was significantly influenced by data insights? 3. What steps can you take to promote a data-driven culture within your team or organization?